Praise 104.1, DC's inspiration station. And on the line with me is the Deputy Administrator of the U.S. Small Business Administration, Marie Johns. How are you today?
I'm doing very well, thank you, and really appreciate the invitation to be with you. Happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you. Thank you. We're calling it Love Day, of course.
All right. That's a good name.
Now, tell us, those of us that are just, you know, oblivious to what you do at the U.S. Small Business Administration, tell us in brief what you guys do there.
Sure. We're the voice of small businesses, and we focus on providing the tools to help small businesses start, grow, and create jobs in our economy. And I'm again, very grateful to have the opportunity to talk with you and your listeners, because this is a good time to focus on what the SBA does, particularly in light of President Obama's recent State of the Union address, where he talked about his focus on a growing economy, the middle class, jobs for Americans, particularly jobs in the manufacturing sector, making sure that hard work leads to a decent living in our country, those solid American values that we all hold so dear. And at the SBA, our part of the president's vision is we support small businesses, and they are the job creators in our economy.
Yes.
When you think about 2 out of every 3 new private sector jobs comes from a small business. So that statistic alone, I think, demonstrates how important small businesses are to the economy. And the president knows that, and he has focused a lot of attention and a lot of resources on ensuring that small businesses get the support that they need to grow and create jobs.
Now, a lot of people have been asking the question, what determines a small business? During the election, you hear so many different things about people saying their businesses are going under because they're not, you know, at the top of the totem pole of what a small business is. Tell us what really determines a small business.
Well, we have a broad definition of a small business, Cheryl, that says any business with fewer than 500 employees is considered a small business.
Okay.
But then when you look under that, we have a set of hundreds of what we call size standards. And so depending on what industry a small business is in, the actual size standard or number of employees or revenues for that business can vary. And when you think about it, it makes sense. If you're talking about a manufacturing company versus a retail establishment, those are very different businesses, mm-hmm. and so the size standard is different. But in the main, if you have fewer than 500 employees, you're considered a small business. But we have resources to help businesses, whether they're at the upper end of that spectrum, or if it's a one- or two-person shop that's in business, we've got tools to help them as well, and everything in between.
I've seen progress from the first term, and now we're going into the second term and have clear vision of what the president wants to do on the second term. Now, he talked a little bit about the tax codes, and tell us a little bit about how that can help small businesses.
The thing that helps small businesses there is clarity, understanding that if the process is more streamlined, then it helps a small business. The other thing that that the president focused on was making sure that small business owners are able to keep more of their money for themselves. So whether that's different accounting standards or depreciation expense, allowing those dollars to stay in the business so that the business owner can use that money to hire the next worker or buy some other equipment or inventory, that's a good thing. And so that's why the president is focused there, because he knows that that makes a difference for a small business owner.
I love that, because sometimes the tax process can be a little tedious, and to simplify it probably saves us a lot of money.
It does. And the other thing to remind your listeners is that if they run into a situation, whether it's a tax issue, if it's an issue related to a business plan or preparing their company to take on a loan, for example, we have business counselors, we have resources through our network of small business development centers around the country. The SBA can help with all of that. So being an entrepreneur can sometimes feel like a lonely road, but that's why we emphasize our nationwide network of 68 district offices around the country. And in each of those jurisdictions where we're located, that's in every state, we have multiple centers, either small business development centers, SCORE business counselors, our women's business centers. We have centers focused on veterans. Those are the places where an entrepreneur, a small business owner can come and get the resources that he or she needs.
Now, is there a website that listeners can go to kind of surf to find out where they could, I mean, what they might need help with?
Yes, we're really proud of our website, actually. When President Obama came into office, here at the SBA. The website needed some work, quite frankly, and we put the work in. We've added a number of features to the website, and so I urge folks to take a look at sba.gov, www.sba.gov. In fact, we have a feature where if you put in your zip code, you can get a list of all of the SBA resources that are located near you, near your business, to make it handy. We have a full curriculum available online, because often a small business owner can't get to a class or can't think about working on the vision or the plan for the business until 10 or 11 o'clock at night. Mm-hmm. And so we have courses on our website. For example, our what we call our GC Classroom, or Government Contracting Classroom, is one of the newest additions to our online offerings. And that's a series of classes that helps a small business owner who's interested in government contracting, for example. That's a $100 billion supply chain doing business with the federal government. And you can learn how to demystify that process and get into federal government contracting, or to maximize your opportunities there. So the website is a great place to start, and I would urge listeners who are interested to go there and see what's available.
I love in the State of the Union address, President Obama talked about building manufacturers and making better jobs for middle class, like manufacturer jobs. Tell us, how does this administrator propose to bring good manufacturing jobs back to America? I know that a number of times, even during the campaign, they talked about how we outsource so many of our jobs. Tell us how we plan to bring that back to America.
Well, because of the president's focus on manufacturing, we've actually started to turn the tide. After decades of losing those types of jobs, American manufacturers have actually added over 500,000 jobs in the economy over the past 3 years. And about half of those manufacturing jobs in the U.S. and 98% of the manufacturing companies are, in fact, small businesses.
Awesome.
And so at the SBA, we work very closely with other parts of the federal government to ensure that we've got the policies and the tools in place to support small businesses who are manufacturing. And another part of that story that the president has emphasized is to give small businesses more help in getting into international markets through his export initiative. We have loans, we have counseling focused on helping small businesses take advantage of international markets. In fact, the majority of the middle class is now outside of the United States. And so we are very excited about the increased capacity that the SBA has to support small businesses who want to export. And that's a big part of the manufacturing success story.
I like it. Now, what effects would the president's proposal propose on immigration reform? He talked a little bit about that, saw the standing ovation, everybody real excited about immigration reform. How does that affect American entrepreneurship and innovation?
The president has really shown great leadership on the issue of immigration. It's such an important issue for the economy. And what the president focused on in his State of the Union address was the fact that we have to reduce barriers for immigrant entrepreneurs and innovators. So many people who come to the United States to pursue their education, they're creative people. They are some of the most exciting entrepreneurs we can find. And so what President Obama is saying, that we need to have a common sense approach to immigration reform. We need to figure out how to reduce the barriers that face immigrant entrepreneurs, and that could include stapling a green card to the diplomas of advanced DEM graduates. So, for example, people who are coming to the United States to study in one of the science, technology, engineering, or mathematics disciplines, to give them a green card so they can stay and create a business in the United States. Startup visas, for example, could be used for folks who are looking to immigrate to the United States and who want to come here to grow companies and create jobs in the United States. So those are some of the big ideas that the president is talking about, and they're just the right things to focus on.
And that is so absolutely smart. That is just
exactly brilliant.
That's brilliant. Well, if you're just tuning in, I'm talking with the Deputy Administrator of the U.S. Small Business Administration, the SBA. It's Marie Johns. And in closing, would you have anything that you'd like to share with our listeners? This has been a wealth of information.
Well, we just want to thank you again for the time to be with you and your listeners, and we hope that you'll allow me to come back and give you updates. But the main message here is that it's early in the year. It's a new year. It's a good time to start a business. The president laid out a great vision in his State of the Union address, and we at the SBA are ready and very eager to talk to anybody who has a business and wants to figure out how to grow that business, or people who are thinking about starting a business and really need to figure out how to take that first step. We're here with information, with counseling, with all sorts of resources to help those people move forward and get started in creating jobs for our economy. So I guess the message I would like to close on is we're the SBA, we're here to help, and we look forward to hearing from you at sba.gov.
I love it. And we will place all of the information that you've just shared with us, this entire interview, on our website at praisedc.com, just in case listeners may have missed, you know, bits and pieces. And also, we'll also put a link on the website for www.sba.gov.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thanks again for checking in. I appreciate that.
Thank you very much.
Have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.